So now let's talk for a couple of minutes about storytelling, because over and over again, what we're discovering is that no one is buying from a spec sheet. They are buying from the story that they choose to believe. A few years ago, I was in Springfield, Illinois, which is a surprisingly little town, and was waiting in line to get my airplane ticket. The woman in front of me in line talks to the ticket agent. This was back when you had to talk to the ticket agent. She says, "I'm flying to Chicago, first class, please." And the ticket agent says, "That's great. Unfortunately, it's not that big a plane, and there is no first class." And the woman freaks out. She freaks out. She says, "I've got claustrophobia and acrophobia, and I paid extra, and I need to be first class. I'm never going to be able to get on this plane." And she's having a whole tantrum. What usually happens in an industrialized service setting like this is that the ticket agent rolls their eyes and forget you. Instead, she turns and says, "Oh, no, 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 I'm so sorry. The entire flight is first class. You'll be fine." Problem solved, right? Now, nothing about the plane changed. What changed was the story of the plane. What changed is that the woman felt like she was heard.